Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 19th. Bright Shores Health System is making temporary changes to its referral process for its cancer program. They say recruitment of oncologists is a high priority, but despite their best efforts, they've been unable to recruit more oncologists to their team. Starting Monday, patients with new diagnoses of lung, colorectal, and breast cancer will continue to be seen at Bright Shores. Patients with other cancer treatment needs who would normally be treated at Bright Shores will be redirected to the closest cancer care center, either Barrie, Kitchener, or London. They add patients currently in their care will not be impacted and will continue to receive treatment at Bright Shores. All cancer patients will continue to be referred to Bright Shores as they are now and then directed to the closest cancer center based on where they live and the cancer treatment they require. The retail pharmacy is still available for any chemotherapy prescriptions. Bright Shores notes their two oncologists are deeply committed to providing every patient with quality care. Progressive Conservatives in Bruce Gray Owen Sound will select their candidate for the next provincial election in January. The local riding association has announced it will be holding a nomination meeting on Saturday, January 18th at the Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound. Nomination committee member Karen McInnes.
We have a few candidates that I can't name yet because they're still being vetted. That process will be hopefully finished this week.
McInnes says you must purchase or renew your party membership by January 4th to be able to vote at the nomination meeting. Current Bruce Gray Owen Sound MPP Rick Byers, a progressive conservative, announced in September he will not run in the next Ontario election. The province's next election doesn't have to be held until June 4th, 2026, but Premier Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative Party has been nominating candidates amid speculation the government could send Ontarians to the polls sometime in 2025. The bicycles and other property collected by Saugeen Shores Police are being auctioned off this week. Bailey Auctions is hosting it. If you're looking to bid on a bike, you can go to their website or find a link on Saugeen Shores Police Facebook page. There are over 35 bikes up for auction. The inflation rate ticked up a bit last month to 2% compared to 1.6% the month before. Costs rose for groceries and property taxes, but the price of gas dropped a bit. Statistics Canada says mortgage interest costs and rents are still climbing, though at a slower pace than last year. Experts say even though inflation did rise, there's still room for the Bank of Canada to cut interest rates. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 33 points to 25,010. The Dow Jones is down 120 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.7 U.S. cents, up 0.31 of a cent, and the price of oil is $69.63, up 47 cents a barrel. In sports, six games in the NHL tonight, including an all-Canadian battle between the Edmonton Oilers and the Ottawa Senators. That's underway at 7. Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver are also in action this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow at home against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Leafs have won 5 of their last 6. Some OHL news. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George has been named the OHL Goalie of the Week. You can find more on that story on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Showers or drizzle tonight, some fog patches. The temperature steady around 7 degrees. Cloudy Wednesday, a chance of drizzle. Breezy, a high of 10 degrees. A chance of rain or flurries on Thursday, and a high of plus 5. Right now it's 7 degrees in Tobermory, 8 degrees in Meaford, and it's 7 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.